What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm back.
You are back.
Yeah, I had COVID.
Missed two episodes.
I had COVID, but I'm back now. Yeah, that's so funny. But today's going to be a really good one because as a lot of people know that consume this podcast, and as you know, I'm a big pro wrestling guy. And I had that long talk with Spooky on here. We've talked about it different episodes, but we actually got like a real pro wrestler on
that's another podcast we got to recommend him to is Dudes Talk Wrestling.
Yes, Dudes Talk. Yeah, that's a good friend, so yeah, that'll happen for sure. We got the Anime Assault Solo here today. How you feeling today, bro?
I feel great. I'm glad to be here, dude.
Yeah,
Farmington's very own
team. Yeah, you are from Farmington.
I am. I grew up here.
Yeah, right down the road, you were saying. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, how far of a drive was this for you?
For me? Well, from where I live now, it's about like 25 minutes. But from my family home, it's probably like maybe 5-7
minutes. Damn. Right down the road. He's probably drove by this building like so many times.
I have.
That's crazy.
I used to live over there on Farmington Road, too.
Oh, okay.
When I first moved out of my parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
While he's speaking on family,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about like your upbringing. You know, what were you doing as a kid before wrestling came into the picture?
Oh, huh? Man. Well, so I was born in Southwest Detroit.
Okay.
So I spent a little time there. I lived in Taylor, Michigan for a little while. But for like the big majority of my childhood, I grew up in Farmington, went to Farmington High. I played a little sports once I got to like middle school, like amateur wrestling, football, whatnot. Kind of followed in my footsteps of my brother a little bit.
He was a football player or a wrestler?
Both.
Both?
But yeah. He stopped around, I want to say, his sophomore year, so did I.
Yeah.
And we kind of just focused on wrestling a little bit more.
But, what position were you playing? Because I feel like those sports kind of go hand in hand.
See, oddly enough, I was a defensive tackle.
Wild.
And, dude, I don't know why I was there, man. I was so small. Like, I couldn't be more than, like, 5'2", 5'3", less than 100 pounds.
They hit you at DT?
I'll one-up them. I played middle school football in 7th grade.
Oh, God.
I ended up breaking my wrist or fracturing my wrist.
Damn.
But I was probably 4'8", 4'9", probably
I'm not gonna
like
lie,
85, 90 pounds.
I'm not gonna lie, not
my
to cook
says,
you.
Get on the O line.
Get on the O line.
And then like 2 weeks later, he had me trying out at quarterback, and then I ended up playing like running back and corner, but I didn't get any PT. I was trash.
Man, jack of all trades.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said four, and you were like four, I thought you were gonna say 4 feet shorter. Cause bro, this dude had a growth spurt out of nowhere.
Like 2 or 3 growth spurts.
He was the smallest dude. Now he's damn near the same height as me. I was always taller than him, and his voice came out of nowhere. Now he sounds like fucking Darth Vader. He used to not have that No, you do. All you right. do. You have a deep voice. Nah, bro, he grew out of nowhere. That's crazy that they had you on O-line.
Same thing happened with me, dude. I was just a short guy. And then out of nowhere, probably like junior year, senior year, I just hit a growth spurt. I was shorter than my like brother and my mother for like so long. But then somehow I just became the tallest person in my household. Not too hard to do. Everybody's short in there. But
so you said you started getting more into wrestling in 7th grade. Were you wrestling as a kid? Because I know, like, from people I know that wrestle, they started wrestling when they were, you know, 2-3 years old. Like, they got into it very early. So, like, when did you really get into it?
Well, so when I was, like way younger, before I got into middle school, I was an epileptic. So I didn't play sports because just, like, we were just kind of, like, figuring out, like, what it was.
Yeah.
Like how to treat and whatnot. So I kind of like stayed away from that a little bit. But once I got to middle school, like my parents, like my aunt and my mom, they tried to like push me towards extracurricular. They were like, I don't know what you're going to do, but you got to do something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids, it's like if they're not occupied, they start getting in trouble and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So like they pushed me toward that a little bit. And then my brother convinced me to start wrestling around I want to say 7th grade, because I watched him wrestle. And I was just like, oh, well, I might as well do it.
Were you into pro wrestling during that time?
Oh, like, yeah.
I was going to ask, were you wrestling with your brother as a kid growing
like
up?
Doing,
I know man, it was more like he was wrestling me.
Doing all the moves?
So, like, we have this, like, blue footlocker that we used to, like, put clothes in.
Okay.
When we were younger. My brother, he powerbombed me on it when I was a kid. And he cracked it, like, right down the middle. like powerbombed me hard as fuck, dude.
Bro, my mom and dad, every time we would watch a wrestling pay-per-view, they would like make a show. Like we'd be talking about something, like me and my cousin, or I'd be talking, doing something, and the commercial would come up, like, don't try this at home. And I'd always be like,
I'm trying.
We're See, running yeah,
now,
it.
Now I want
to. We're running it. I used know,
that
to,
makes you want to do it even
bro,
right?
Bro, at the Flat Rock house that I used to live at, me and my cousin were in the bedroom. We were, like, doing WB shit, and we used to, like, act like these big stuffed animals were the other wrestlers. So we would put one on a suitcase, and we would do the Undertaker, like, over-the-top rope flip. Mm-hmm. I would never do it now because, like, I would kill myself. I don't know how we were, like, so confident to do it then.
Do you know the story about my brother and me wrestling the day before picture day?
No, oh, but man. You and me, I remember one time your brother's homie was watching us because your brother had to go somewhere, and he was, like, wrestling because we wanted to wrestle. And he flung me into you, and we bonked heads.
I feel like... I remember that.
Yeah, and we both cried. Yeah, it was a rough one.
No, so me and my brother were wrestling at my grandma's house, just messing around, and she had like this like super thin but like kind of long like wood like shuffleboard.
Yeah,
type
yeah,
of,
yeah.
It was like a little game that you could play on it or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was underneath the couch, just because like it was like under the ring, mm-hmm. like we were gonna grab the stuff out of there. And so we're wrestling around with it, like kind of hitting each other in the head, whatever. And then before I know it, the corner of it hits right here in the middle of my forehead. The next day, I have pictures of her like kindergarten or first grade, and I have the biggest knot, like a walnut, just coming out of my forehead.
Damn.
It was so funny.
But as a kid, I was heavily into wrestling. I had the video games, I had the toys, I had like the little wrestling ring, like play, set. Yeah.
Did you make your own belts?
But no, I didn't.
I always made like,
I wasn't that creative when I was a kid, but man, I had the toys and the games.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And like we were younger, like for a while we didn't have cable TV. So like I couldn't watch all wrestling. I was only able to watch like Friday Night SmackDown. And then once we eventually got cable, I was able to watch like Monday Night Raw and TNA.
Yeah, it was on
Spike TV.
Spike, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. It was on Spike back in the day.
Yeah, that'd come on, and then what? Mansers would come on right after it.
It would always be or House would come on. The
I feel like Chris Angel used to come on after.
Yes,
one.
Chris Angel, Bar Rescue used to always come on after
Thousand
Spike.
Ways to Die.
That's another
that's
one
a
too.
One.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, good
I'm
old
not,
Spike
I'm not
TV.
I'm super into like wrestling now, but back then I was a huge nerd.
That's
I
what mean, made us friends.
I think it's kind of like a part of the American culture at this point.
It has to be. Look at the people that have been pro wrestlers that everyone knows who The Undertaker is. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows who Stone Cold is. Everyone knows who Hulk Hogan is. Everyone knows who John Cena is. Everyone knows who The Rock is. Granted, John Cena and The Rock went and did other shit and got mm-hmm. known.
Yeah,
but
I think
they were
at a different level of
Batista is probably
wrestlers.
One of those other guys too.
And then you also have like other places like Japan and
where it's
Mexico.
Like the biggest shit.
It's a part of their culture too.
Yeah, on the way out here, you were telling me about there's some up and coming league in Japan, and but yeah,
not
like,
really.
Even like sumo wrestling, you're saying like right?
No,
like, all the
there's
stuff
like Japanese pro wrestling, like
Like
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah,
every
all Japan.
Year I watch Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh
in,
yeah,
like January, February, I think it releases. It's literally like their WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's like the that. It's. I was saying in the car that when growing up, all I knew was WB and TNA.
Mm-hmm, same.
And then now, there's so many big promotions where guys can go and be big deals.
There's also AAA in Mexico.
Exact
Ring
Their
of
Honor.
Their version of WrestleMania, I believe, is Triple Mania.
Yeah.
Something
and
like
they
that.
Always have a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Impact's still going. WB's still going. AEW.
I think they're... like biggest show for Ring of Honor is like Super Card of Honor or like Final Battle, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They always have like there's now it's so because there's such a big stage for pro wrestlers now that guys are getting over and becoming stars. So it's like such a good time for wrestling right now that it is a part of pop culture again. And it's really fucking cool.
And also another thing I like about it, especially now, is like other things are like allowed to seep in to like pro wrestling. Like you got anime seeps in, music seeps in, like
Logan Paul.
Like Logan Paul, like streamers seep in, any pop culture TV.
Lately, I have been, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of like just like random people coming out on like WWE.
Bro, Speed like got random. RKO'd at WrestleMania by Randy Orton. Yes. Speed. Yeah. Speed, the streamer. Yeah, he got amazing. RKO'd. I never thought that was amazing. Yeah, it was awesome.
He was like, he started barking at Randy Orton and Randy took the thing off.
Bro,
see, like, he that's got
the only
kicked.
WWE, like, I kind of consume because, like, I don't follow it, but like, I'll see, like, the pop culture, the main, part of it. Yeah, the main stuff on, like, Twitter. Yeah.
But also, I think that's one of the things that kind of are pushing it forward because they're doing things like letting streamers, like, make appearances or doing all these sponsorships. And like,
Logan Paul just had, who was it? He had Halliburton at Madison Square Garden. He brought out Tyrese
and Brunson.
Brunson was there. Yeah. Brunson was like in the crowd already.
Yeah.
But Halliburton, like he, like that's it was on like all the sports pages that they were there. WB does shit like that. Like
and he recently, he's got a sponsorship with them where I believe on most of their pay per views he gets his Prime logo as advertisement in the ring on every Monday Night Raw and I think SmackDown. They have these little Prime stations where literally it's just this little cart. With a big Prime bottle, and then they have just bottles of Prime.
Hell, huge the biggest, tool, arguably, crazy. And I agree, the biggest artist in the world has wrestled at their biggest pay-per-views. He was the main event of one of the pay-per-views, Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they, he's, like, cold.
Him and Damian Priest in Puerto Rico. Awesome. Backlash.
Awesome. It was his, what, third match?
Yeah, I want to say, like, third, second.
Yeah, it was around that, yeah. And he killed it.
He did amazing for like a person that doesn't wrestle or like had very little experience wrestling. He did amazing.
What's a normal like training regimen for you?
Training regimen for me? It varies from time to time. Like I know for majority, I'm trying to put on like size because like ultimately like wrestling is a very you need to be very durable. And me being as small as I am, like, this stuff hurts, dude.
Yeah.
Those slams and those punches and, I don't know, even just jumping, it, like, hurts. So I kind of got to, like, put muscle on my body to strengthen my body and whatnot. I try to do cardio as best as I can.
I was going
to
ask you, there's a lot
that's
of cardio.
That's a big deal.
But, like, the thing about cardio is that when you're wrestling, it's not the same as, like, when you're, like, running or doing any other sport
because you're using everything.
You're like using everything. You're using there's a lot of stop and go. Yeah. Like there's all these things. So really, the only best cardio for wrestling is wrestling.
Doing shit you would have like I've seen a lot of guys like jumping over the ropes and back over, running the ropes and stuff, doing like, drop downs and stuff.
What I used to do for cardio is I used to do box jumps.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because it's like it's a lot of explosive movements and a lot of like short stopping and then another explosive movement after another. But I step back from that a lot because when I do it, I lose so much weight.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put on like muscle and like in mass.
Yeah. That.
So I switched to what's it called? The stairs, like Stairmaster.
Okay.
Which I could like do that for like short amounts of time. But also, I wouldn't have to sweat as much, but it still gets my heart racing, my lungs open. And I think that's helped a lot, but like I said, the best cardio for wrestling is wrestling.
Yeah. Before we move too far on from like training, I wanted to ask, what was training like? Like the beginning, like when you were
like
first starting
actually
to train?
Like getting like trained
to
wrestle?
Like how was your first bump?
So my first bump? It didn't feel good. It actually hurt a lot.
I bet. That's what they all say.
But it was one of those things where I was expecting it to hurt. So I didn't feel as bad or was deterred at all. It was just that, like, all right. The way he was explaining this is, like, you'll get used to it. Like, like building a callus.
Mm-hmm. That's like, the ring rust is a real thing because that shit starts to hurt again if you take too long out. A bump is when they fall straight on their back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have different kind of bumps. You have flip bumps where literally you jump up a good, like,
face bumps,
3 feet in air, do a front, like, flip, land flat on your back.
I was going to ask to continue on, like, the training.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in the gym, what exercises are you doing weight-wise? Like,
weight-wise?
Not like the number, like, oh, well, what are you not pushing 315 on the bench, whatever. I'm saying, like, what exercises, like... What's a normal, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is? whatever day it is for you.
So generally, me personally, I like to work on like physique wise, building on my like arms and chest. So like I do a lot of like dumbbell chest press, chest flies, curls. My buddy Shogun, Jackson Stone, he taught me these arm workouts called skull crushers. You're like laying on your back, you take like a dumbbell and you like take it to like a 90 degree and then back up.
That sounds horrible.
At first it sucked. It sucked really bad, but like as I started doing it, getting comfortable with it, like it's helped my arms a lot.
Big time.
That's actually like one of the best workouts for that type of, for growing muscle mass.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then like there's a bunch of them I don't know the names of them. I kind of just do them.
Yeah, right.
But more recently I've tried to focus more on like back workouts as well, because like we're taking all these bumps, my back needs to be durable. So like it's pretty much that.
So while you're in the process of training, weightlifting especially, what's your meal plan kind of look like?
My meal plan?
If you're trying to gain a lot of weight, you know, like what foods are you eating? Probably lots of carbs, I'd assume, or just like...
So me personally, well, protein. It varies from person to person, but for me, I do a lot of chicken, steak, a little bit of lamb in there, but I do rice. I like rice, mostly brown rice or yellow
seafood?
Rice.
Any,
So I do like salmon from time to time, but I'm not a big seafood guy. I like it, but... But for me, my body burned it so quick.
You'd like, rather steak, chicken, or than that. Yeah,
exactly. Like rice. Rice is one of my favorite starch.
I love rice.
I can eat rice every day of my life. I would if it didn't give me diabetes.
Rice is good.
But,
I love rice.
But,
it's underrated.
But I do broccoli, Brussels sprouts. What else? Green beans. Just sort of stuff like that, and after a while it gets a little boring, but because for me like the eating aspect is very hard for me. I have a really fast metabolism and I feel like I'm hungry all the time, but when I eat I get full really quick, so I have to eat like maybe I'm supposed to be eating like maybe 5 times a day. But
my question was gonna be like, how many calories do you have to do to like stay on the program that you're on?
So me personally, I need about, I want to say a little over
3,500.
Yeah, 3,500.
I was like,
you're right.
I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, like goddamn. Right.
Holy
shit. 3,500. So for me that's hard.
Yeah.
For me that's really hard to kind of stick to that, just because what my job is, making time for all that stuff. And me personally, I don't have time to eat 5 meals a day. So I have to cram those calories into 3 meals.
Yeah.
And I have to snack and whatnot. So sometimes it feels like I'm eating all day, but I'm really not.
I feel like the gym part, like, yeah, it's key, but I feel like where you really see the results is the kitchen. That's what a lot of people say, especially like guys that I've just like looked up and, you know, watched videos on or whatever. So are you trying to shoot for like a certain amount of proteins, carbs every single day, or is there, you know, like is there a number? Because I know like the average thing is like 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, right? So like are you looking to shoot in those 3,500, are you trying to shoot for a certain grams of protein, certain gram or certain carbohydrates? Like you got what I'm asking?
I get what you're asking. So me personally, the food product part is hard for me, so I focus more on like how on like calorie base.
Cool,
I don't really like focus on like how much protein or carbs or like vegetables. I kind of just try to keep a balance but still get the amount of calories.
Right.
Because like me, it's like for me, it's like I'm always finding new ways to kind of like get where I need to be. And sometimes that changes because like sometimes the way you look is like dependent on how you eat.
Yeah.
So maybe I still need those calories, but maybe I need to eat less carbs because I'm trying to look this way.
Right.
Maybe I need more proteins here or there. It's always, it fluctuates.
Okay.
But I mostly try to do higher protein and then like a little less carbs, but I need the carbs for energy.
Right.
And whatnot. So it's very hard. It changes a lot.
So like with the training and getting ready, how's it been working the independence? How is it doing that?
First of all, can you explain to people watching what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, so the independents, it's basically us, the wrestlers, we act as independent contractors where we take bookings, like, I guess, like one by one-ish, or like by the handful, from several other companies throughout whatever region we're in, or throughout the country, or throughout the world.
Yeah.
And the, I guess, not indies, or like we like to call it, like the feds, are these larger companies like WWE,
the ones in music terms, an independent artist and a major record label.
Basically WWE, TNA, New Japan Wrestling,
AEW,
AAA, those are your major
record labels, if you will.
GCW.
Yep.
Or,
what? Well, GCW,
it's like
I think
both.
Yeah, it's like both, because I know some of them are kind of contracted to some degree.
Yeah.
But I believe most of them are still independents. And they also, more recently, they've been booking people that are booked to other companies.
Yeah.
And these companies are letting them work for...
There's been some WWE guys over there.
Like, yeah, Shayna Baszler, I think she's done, like, maybe...
The Creed Brothers.
Two or three shows for them. Which is another good business thing for professional wrestling. Like, right. That doesn't happen. That's only happened recently, that they let these other companies work for these other companies.
Since WWE... I always remember TNA guys jumping. There was always, like, you could see TNA guys at Independence if you needed to. New Japan even, too, because those guys would be anywhere as well. But WWE never, if they signed a guy, you were only seeing him on WWE television. More recently, now that Hunter's in charge, Triple H, for anyone that doesn't know, now that he's...
Rick Vince McMahon.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Now that Hunter's in charge, he has been allowing guys from TNA to come over to WWE. One of the biggest stars in pro wrestling right now is a TNA guy. His name's Joe Hendry. But yeah, he's been on NXT recently and stuff, and there's been WWE guys going over to NXT and wrestling. Wesley's.
Wesley, I think.
The Rascals.
Yeah, his old TNA teammates, Trey Miguel and what's the other one's name?
What was his name in WWE?
And who?
Nash. Wasn't it Nash Carter?
Yeah, it was Nash Carter.
And then he got fired over some dumb shit.
And then TNA rehired him.
Yeah,
and then they're doing this whole crossover thing now. So they kind of like reconvened.
Yeah, so now they're on WB television with Wes Lee, the guy that they were in a group in TNA. Like, it's just like such a...
But they're hired to different like companies.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so dope. It's just putting more eyes on different products and stuff. So yeah, those are like the WWE, TNA, AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Lucha,
AAA,
yeah, those guys. All those are like the main. Those are like the mainstream guys, I guess. And then you have all these underground independent.
So as an independent, for like, let's say like certain events, how do you go about, you know, landing a spot on the card? Like, are you reaching out to these companies? Are they reaching out to you? What's it like networking with them?
It's more so the former. Like, I definitely have to put in the footwork. I do have to reach out. I do have to sometimes go to these shows and help out. I gotta pay dues. I gotta help them do something, be of use in some way, shape, or form.
After the show that I saw you at, there was wrestlers that were on the show taking off the ring.
Yeah,
How I saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't say
We'll jump into that, but go back to
What you were saying, but then...
So, like, basically, most places, not all, but most, you have to go there, pay dues, make yourself useful one way, shape, or form. You have to have etiquette. You have to present yourself well, make a good first impression. It's a lot of networking. It's like... You could just go somewhere and help them out, help set up, tear down the ring, but you actually have to, like, conversate, get to know people, let people get to know you. Like, you have to show them that you're a person that can make them look good.
Yeah.
And can make yourself look good.
Because you're working together out there.
Right.
And bottom, like, if you don't have trust, that's, like, I've heard, I mean, I can't say for me, But I've heard, like, that's such a, if you don't have trust with your opponent, you don't have anything in that ring. You know?
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, I haven't done this to people, but there's plenty of people that will be like, hey, yo, this guy's a bad worker, or he's dangerous. Don't book me with this person.
Yeah.
It's no different than a normal job.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Except putting on a good face for people. And,
yeah, it's like if you're at work and you're working a shift with this shithead you don't like. You're like, hey, yo, boss, don't put me on shift with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that.
There's always comments about how, like, political wrestling is and shit, but, like, it's every job.
Yeah, that is true.
I will say
wrestling is more political than any other job I've ever worked.
But yeah. Because, I mean, it genuinely, just like music, you're going based off a lot of the time the opinions of your peers and, like, what they see.
Right.
It's important.
Is how far you're going to go.
It's very important.
So if you screw over people and that gets around in the music industry, you're fucked.
Right.
Same thing in wrestling.
That's what I kind of wanted to ask, you know, like, other wrestlers you work with, you know, like, networking with them, and I'm sure that opens up other doors for other opportunities, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, have you made some pretty solid friendships with some of the guys you've wrestled?
Man,
or even
some of the wrestling friends I've made in the past 5 years, man, I love those guys, man, and girls. Like, they're, so it's like, there's a lot of weird people. I mean, everyone's, like, not normal to some extent, but everyone has this weird, quirky thing about them. But, like, wrestling is kind of the thing that brings us all together. And in wrestling, you meet like, 100 people a month. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, you need a new person every time you go out and do your thing. So, I met plenty of people through training, from, like, when I first got trained.
Where'd you train at?
House of Truth, and I think it's Hamtramck is where it is.
Is there anybody that, like, would be well known that have trained there?
Yeah, Juice Robinson,
New Japan guy with Cole. He was in NXT for a while. He was in WWE, but he's a mate. That's dope.
Yeah,
I didn't even know he was
from
here.
He's in A&W now.
Yeah.
Who else? I think my trainer, one of my trainers, when he was in ROH, he managed a group called, it might have been House of Truth, something like that.
Okay.
But Roderick Strong, he was in that group.
Wow.
WWE,
AEW guy.
But yeah, like, there's a lot of well-known people that come through the school.
Is that where the Machine Guns trained?
I believe so. I'm not for sure, but I know they're from, like, Detroit.
Yeah.
So they possibly may have.
I think they might have. Because my cousin, he always jokingly said he wanted to train to be a pro wrestler. And then for a while, he was, like, actually looking into stuff. So he found this one place and he told me, he was like, oh, the Machine Guns trained here. Danhausen trained here.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so
trained there.
Okay, so it's the same place, yeah. Mm-hmm. Motor City Machine Guns, they were in TNA back in the day. I don't know
if
you remember.
One of the best tag teams on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
I was never watching really TNA unless, like, Sting was on there.
Yeah, but I found out because they would come out and just do this. Mm-hmm. This was their symbol because they're from Detroit. So Motor City Machine Guns. I also heard rumors they might have just signed with WWE.
So I'm not sure about that. I don't look into that so much.
Yeah.
As much, but
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. That'd
but all I know sense. Is they're both still working indie shows right
now. Oh, no, yeah. They're both
Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, they just worked a tag match somewhere in Michigan not too long ago.
By the way, if you guys see this, we would love to have you guys on. Though you guys are a part of my childhood, I would love to have you guys on.
Yeah, no, I've had the pleasure of meeting Alex Shelley a few times. Amazing guy.
Great dude.
Very good teacher.
Oh, really?
I did a seminar.
Okay.
When he was doing a show for Sanctuary Fight Club.
Okay.
They run a show in Hamtramck at the Sanctuary. He was performing there, and he decided to do a seminar, and it was an amazing seminar. I learned a lot. Cool guy.
I mean, that's a guy that's made it. Like, he's made it. Like, people know around the business, like, that's one of them. That's one of those good ones that did the right work, made the right decisions. He was one of those guys that never made the jump to WWE, though.
Really?
Like, it was always, like, if you did a TNA versus WWE, like, dream card, back when TNA had, like, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, all those guys, It would always be the Machine Guns versus like whoever the best tag team in WWE was.
Alex Shelley, he did do a one-off for NXT once.
Yes.
He tagged with Kushida.
Yeah, and there was rumors that he was going to sign, and that didn't happen. Same thing with James Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made a one-off in NXT, too. I don't know if you remember him. Beer Money? Mm-hmm. No?
Oh, I love Beer Money. There. Oh, man.
Beer! Yeah. Money!
Sorry. Wait, about your damn luck. Oh, they were so dope.
Oh, man.
I'm sure if I saw...
Do you remember Robert Roode?
I don't know.
He was like... His gimmick was like he had money, and then... James Storm was like cowboy
with beer.
It's so beer money.
I feel like if I saw something, I'd probably
They were so dope.
They were awesome.
They were so dope. They were so dope.
He'd take that beer bottle, crack it over his
shoulder. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was his whole gimmick. He would just drink. He would ride. Eventually, he had one of those coolers that you could like ride.
Yeah.
He would ride those to the ring.
When I was a kid, I always wanted one of those.
Oh, I still do.
I feel like that's ringing a bell now.
Yeah, brother. You could
ride
just
down the ramp
down
and almost like tip it over a little bit.
He was like, I wasn't around for Stone Cold. That was him. That was
that
the
was
dude
your
drinking
Stone
beer.
Cold?
I mean, not. I can't say that, but like he was the dude drinking alcohol on TV for me. I was like, oh, that's cool.
I was gonna say you can jump into how you met him because it's gonna tie into my question.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask like what's on your schedule for the rest of 2024 stuff that we can pop up if you got flyers.
But a couple weeks ago my friend Hadi told me about a independent show coming to I didn't know where it was gonna be. I in my head I was like, oh, it's probably in the city. So then he hits me up, I see the card, I saw shout out Lindsay Dorado, former WWE guy that was on the card. I saw Jack Price was on the card, and I knew saw the Impact logo, so I knew he was a TNA guy. So I was like, yeah, it'd be fun to go. So we go, and I told Hadi, I was like, if someone catches my eye, I want to talk to them after and see if we can get them on the pod. I talked to a few guys, but there was one guy named Solo that was doing flips, and then I found his Instagram and saw how young you were, and you're doing this. And it just made me want to have you on more. But the promotion was XICW,
yep.
Right?
Extreme Intense Championship Wrestling.
Yeah. The main event, Hadi took a bunch of videos, so like I can give them to you if you want to just show shit from the show. But the main event, the finish, the main guy lit his elbow pad on fire, jumped onto the other guy, and behind him was a sheet of glass. So he landed on a sheet of glass with the flaming elbow. And then he pinned him for the win. And we got a video of the finish in my face.
Dude, the DBA is a crazy man, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I started getting into all of that because I didn't realize
that
was his son.
The first time I saw DBA do that, he lit his elbow on fire. And after his match, I'm like, so you're not missing any skin off your elbow? That don't burn? And he was like, I'm kind of just used to it now.
Bro, that's how crazy some of these dudes are.
That is nuts.
I didn't realize that, not the bigger dude, that I think is Bulldozer. Is that his name?
I don't remember.
He was like
something like that.
He was like a New York guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the other guy was his son, though.
Caden. Oh, man, I love Caden. He's very young.
Bro,
incredibly athletic.
He stuck a fucking cheese grater to his dad's head. Like, that, like wild.
Hey, the Monroes, they're different, dude. They're different.
But, yeah, you have a upcoming show.
Yeah, I do. I want to say... for the next upcoming months, I have the XICW.
Yeah.
You
said
I
August.
Think you said off camera you have one this Saturday.
Yeah, I do have one.
People are going to see this after that, so good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
You.
Yeah, that'll be the day after.
Yeah,
but
the one Saturday, August 3rd, I have at Emerge Wrestling in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
How
often do you go out of state for bookings?
So, right now, not too often,
okay.
But more recently... especially like after I had an injury, I had to come back. I've been still trying to get back out of state because a lot of wrestlers get stuck in the loop of just taking bookings like in their home state like within like the range of like their home.
Yeah.
And right off rip when I started wrestling, a lot of like notable wrestler would be like, hey, don't get caught in that loop. You got to branch out. You got to keep trying to stay hungry and take bookings out of state because that's the only way you're going to like
grow.
Expand your brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to grow and learn new things and whatnot. So I'm still just trying to do that.
Yeah.
Like I've found most of the places in Michigan that I like working. I'm still open to other places in Michigan, but I'm
more focused on trying to find bookings outside of Michigan, more particularly like the Midwest, yep. more like Ohio, Indiana, Chicago, Kentucky.
Yeah. Because they have their own, like Louisville, yes, Kentucky.
It's different. Every state you go to, it's different. They're similar to Michigan, but they operate differently.
Yeah.
They do things differently, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. It's like, yeah, it's like, it is tough trying to get on these shows and traveling to these shows. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's what I want. If I want to be a wrestler, that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm mostly focused on. I still take my Michigan bookings, but I'm still trying to find these places outside of Michigan that'll have me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got any flyers or anything, send them our way, and we'll for pop sure, them up for sure. people to check out.
The one on August 10th, you mm-hmm. can promote now if you want, because that mm-hmm. this will be out before that, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can talk
I
about
have,
that one.
I have XICW again mm-hmm. In Clinton Township at the Premier Center.
Okay.
That'll be cool. That's one of the newer venues they've been operating at. I love that venue. They are very nice to us over there.
Okay. So, in your opinion, this is a two-parter. One, what's your your favorite match you watched? Like, your match that you watched and you were like, that's the best match I've ever seen. And what's your personal favorite match of yours?
So favorite match that's not mine?
Yeah.
Man.
It didn't have to be. Like, you could have watched it on YouTube.
I know what it is. Yeah. It's, I want to say it's Kota Ibushi versus, I want to say, Hangman Page.
Okay.
ROH. It's one of my favorite matches.
Can you give me a year? Do you remember around time?
I want to say it was definitely before COVID.
Okay.
So maybe 2018, 2017.
Okay, so like 2017.
But you can find the whole match on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It's an amazing match.
Yeah, I bet. Hangman's a big guy in AEW now.
Okay.
Yeah, and they both had their runs in New Japan too, where mm-hmm. they've been like top guys. Yeah. So your match, like your match that you were in, that you think is your personal, like best or favorite.
That's a hard one. I've had a lot of matches, dude. Man. I'd probably have to say me versus Double M3.
Okay.
XICW. It was like a fan service show. So it's like the fans were choosing the matchups.
Oh.
And that's one of the matchups that one of the fans chose. And 3 is, he's amazing. He's an amazing wrestler, but it's one of my favorites because there's very few opportunities that come by where you get to work with someone that pushes you to do things that you're not too comfortable with, or pushes you to like be creative and mm-hmm. are willing to take your ideas and build upon them and try them out with you. So I think the whole experience of setting that match up and then executing that match was very amazing. This is a match I'll never forget. Because in that match, I did things that I had never done before in that match.
I was going to go ahead real quick.
He was on that card, too. And he was the one that ended up getting flipped onto bleachers by Lince Dorado, which that video, I mean, that I'm going to send you all of these, so you don't have to put audio, but just, I mean, it's fucking wild. But yeah, he was really good in the ring too.
I got
too.
That match on YouTube as well.
Oh, okay.
If anyone wants to go watch, yeah, I'll send it to you guys.
I'm gonna tie it into like kind of a 3-part question.
Okay.
What would your dream match be? Anyone in history?
Me? My dream match would be Jay Lethal.
Oh, that's a good
Black
one.
Black Machismo.
You
Jay
know
Lethal,
Jay
dude.
Lethal. He was a TNA guy. He dressed up like Macho Man.
Yes. Real quick.
Oh, Jay dude. Lethal. That's a good answer.
Oh man, Jay Lethal. He was one of my favorites growing up. Watching TNA. Very and he's still found a way to stay relevant and like keep up
now. But this was him like back in TNA. He was dressed up like Macho Man. He had like a whole Macho Man gimmick.
remember this guy.
He still as amazing as he was back in TNA.
Oh my god! And it back then was like when he was kind of getting started before, like when he was doing the match. He was wrestling with Xavier Woods as
Consequences Creed.
Yeah, he had like
Apollo, like a USA gimmick.
Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, that's the first time I saw Xavier Woods too. But yeah, it was like early in their careers when they were doing that. But that's a good answer.
Yeah, dude,
he's so good.
That's my dream match. Like, I don't know. I feel like from someone like Jay Lethal, I'd probably learn a lot.
Oh hell yeah!
On top of just having like an amazing match as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good answer. Go ahead.
My personal favorite question doesn't have to be wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Anyone. Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive. Definitely Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's on that list for Shursky.
That's number one on mine.
See, now I can be like, yep, know that guy.
Valid answer.
Big Jeff Hardy fan.
Matt, I gotta have Matt too. Just because I need both of them.
Dude. You need the Hardy Bros. I can appreciate that.
He's going straight wrestlers. So I said it doesn't have
to. Yeah, I don't blame him.
Randy Orton.
Good answer.
I got two more.
We're not even going to have to ask him his top five wrestlers.
He's nah.
Wrestlers my table. Top five wrestlers are different.
Okay.
These are just the ones that I think would make like a great dinner.
Okay. Yeah, that does sound fun.
So I got the Hardy Boys. I got Randy Orton.
Just popping pills. You picked like three infamous pot.
Chris Benoit.
Bleep the name. Bleep the name.
Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh, that was my favorite wrestler valid back answer. In the day, dude.
Was it because he brought up Chris Benoit that made you think of Eddie?
No, okay. Because Eddie Guerrero, he's hilarious. Dude.
Oh, my God.
He's hilarious.
Right before my time. Then. That was right before my time.
I got one more.
That death hit me hard, man.
I wasn't a wrestling fan yet.
That death hit me hard. Rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
I got one more. I got to make it count, dude.
Eva La Raza.
Said I got him.
I might have to throw in Finn Balor, dude.
That's a valid answer.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
He was big in New Japan. Now he's had like a really good run in WWE.
In New Japan, he was Prince Devitt.
Yeah.
And he was amazing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think Prince Devitt is probably one of the best versions of him.
Well, I'll explain this to you. There was a big faction. Like a big, like how DX or NWO and WWE, they had a big group over there called Bullet Club.
Okay. For life.
And they've had, like, Prince Devitt, I think, was the originator, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the original leader.
Yeah. And then, like, so, like, guys like Kenny Omega has been the leader. Cody Rhodes has been the leader. AJ Styles has been the leader. I think the Bucks at one point were both, like, leaders or, like, they were both in it.
They were, like, co-leading or something like that.
One of the best tag teams.
But
it's, like, one of the biggest factions of all time, and he started it. Do you remember Carl Anderson? I mean, Luke Gallows? He was with CM Punk during the Straight Edge. Yeah,
he was Doc Gallows in New Japan.
I know the name.
He became Doc Gallows in New Japan, got a tag partner named Carl Anderson. They both were in the Bullet Club. It's one of the biggest.
The Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah.
But they're in WWE now.
Yeah, with the new bloodline. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. They've had it, like, the fact that he started with that just shows, like, how much pull Finn has had over the years. And now he's making all his money in WWE because you know they're paying him good.
Right, paying him top dollar. Oh, yeah.
They should be. I mean,
He's too good.
He's done his masterwork. Mm-hmm. He's done it. Like, same thing with like guys like AJ. I mean, Cody's on a run right now, but Cody's best matches were in other promotions. So like, it's so cool to see guys that have put the work in the indies and stuff like that. Except guys like Kenny and those guys, they never really made the jump, but. Those guys go do that work in the independents, and they're finally getting rewarded. And the main, like Kenny, even Kevin Owens, even Sammy, you know, those guys are getting big runs too. So that's pretty cool.
He said it was different. You can ask him it, but he said it was different because I was like, oh, is that your just top five?
Personal five. Top five
just
wrestlers.
Like favorites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your favorite wrestlers of all time, top five. Or like, who's your Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore. Okay. Favorites and Mount Rushmore are different.
Okay.
Because Mount Rushmore is like the four.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore are like, those are like the best.
Yeah.
I think are the best.
Yeah, you can do both.
Give us both.
My favorites, definitely Kane.
Ooh.
Rob Van Dam.
Valid.
Jeff Hardy.
Valid.
Randy Orton.
Valid.
Finn Balor.
Okay. Okay.
But no, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, that's a different Mount Rushmore. Definitely John Cena, dude.
100%. There's no argument that anyone can give that he is not the biggest star in the history of professional wrestling.
John Cena, The Rock.
Yep.
Never mind.
Triple H.
That's a good one.
Jeff Hardy, because like I feel like Jeff Hardy, like as a kid, he made like wrestling continue to be cool.
Bro.
So, like when you're a kid and you're talking about wrestlers, you're mentioning Jeff Hardy because he's coolest, all wild, he's jumping off stuff.
And, yeah. Just the coolest dude ever. Like you want to talk about just having swag? Like he just has
right?
He would run out. Do this with his arms
and fishnet on his arms, dude.
He would throw paint in on his face. Like back, I'm not talking about when he would do the cool shit. I'm talking about like when he would do that neon shit and it was just all over him. He would come out with the light blonde hair and doing all this shit, and it was the coolest shit ever. He looked like a fucking weirdo.
It was amazing,
but it was the coolest shit ever.
He'd get roughed up, dude.
Oh
and
yeah,
and it looked like he's being killed out there.
You want to talk about selling?
But somehow still gets up. And still gets on the top rope and does a flip, dude.
Fucking.
I love that.
Oh, man. Nah, Jeff, that's a really good one.
So we usually ask an artist or a musician what their favorite album is with no skips. But I think I'm going to change it to what is your pre-match song? Like, what's your go-to? Pump me up. I'm ready to get out there. Put on a show,
man.
That was a way to think on your feet there, because I missed that one.
That's a hard one, because I got a couple.
You could only listen to one song before every match for the rest of your life.
What song are you picking?
So, I think it's. I think I gotta choose. Probably Show Up by Kid Cudi.
Okay. Yeah. Valid. Kid Cudi's one of the GOATs.
Because that's just like, I feel like that song kind of just embodies of like, hey, bro, you about to go out there, do your thing. Do that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And do it to the fullest. And then just think about it when you're done with it. But you got to go out there and do your best.
Yeah.
Just to have like a little bit of music tied into it, who are your top five artists? Just so I can kind of get an idea of what you're listening to.
Yeah.
It can be any genre. It doesn't have to be like rap. It can just be whatever. I just kind of like want to see what.
Because for each genre, I have something different. But for rap, let's go rap right now. Definitely Travis Scott, Trippie Red, Logic, NBA Youngboy. And for the last one, definitely probably Kid Cudi.
Okay.
All right, you saved it.
I just wanted to get a general idea of what he's listening to, what's in his rotation.
I was sitting there like, okay, he said Travis, okay, yeah, Trippy Red, not a big Trippy guy. Oh, Logic, okay, and then you went Youngboy,
It was all over the place.
Bro, he said Kid Cudi, I was like, let's go.
With music, I am all over the place. Like, I listen to everything from rap, EDM, metal, rock, all that stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
Not too much country, but more recently, I've been... It's trying to do.
You know
country.
Why?
It's becoming
you
know why? The shit.
Why? It's because it's turning more like, it's intertwining with like a pop sound.
Yeah,
it's
like,
becoming mainstream.
You see Morgan Wallen on.
Yeah, so
Moneybag
I've been
Yo's
listening.
Songs.
I've been listening
more
to Morgan
like a,
Wallen, dude.
It's like a trap country, bro.
Yeah,
well, bro.
Right?
I don't even know how to explain.
Like
it's
how all these rappers, like how genres. All these rappers were doing songs with the biggest pop stars in the world because rap was the genre at the time. Mm-hmm. Now it's becoming country. Country is becoming the number one genre again.
All genres are becoming intertwined.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just like you just got to accept it for
music.
They're being created.
I think pop's number one because like I feel like a lot of artists they start off as these other genres, but like once they try to kind of switch, like once they kind of make their pivot, they kind of get categorized as like a pop-ish type feel. So I think pop's still number one. I think country's like close number two. I think that is kind of like split with hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would put rap right behind country, and that makes sense. I would say pop too. That makes a lot of sense how you explained
it. Everything's becoming intertwined. You can't look at it as this is my favorite genre. It's,
yeah,
this is
exactly.
Music.
Everything's meshing together. Like I love EDM. Mm-hmm. that goes hand in hand with hip hop too, because they have hip hop elements as well.
Yeah,
like you see hip hop artists doing features all the time, like Waka Flocka, dude. I love his like EDM features. Oh my god, better than his like actual rap songs.
Flocka hard.
Yeah, no, there is a lot of like EDM drops that use lyrics from songs or you know, in their mixes they have like an actual rap song that's part of it, and they put all their dub on it. And, you know,
like Logic, he put out a single not too long ago, and then they did like an EDM remix.
Damn.
And it's better than the actual like
song
singles.
Yeah.
There's been a few songs like that, actually. Now
yes, there has.
So, yeah, I'm everywhere with music, dude. Like, I just love it. I can't go a day without listening to music.
I want to meet your brother.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us about that. I forgot about that.
My brother, Manny G, or I think he goes by Wolf the Scorpio now. He makes rap music.
Bro, come through.
Yeah.
Come book a session.
I'll talk about you guys. After this.
Yeah, come Hell book a session, for real.
Well, one of the final questions is, if everything goes as planned, in wrestling as well as off the mat, next 10 years, what do you envision yourself doing?
Next 10 years,
if everything goes as planned.
So I definitely eventually want to get signed to a major company, specifically either WWE or TNA. I grew up watching both of those.
Yeah.
It's my dream of mine to be able to work for those companies. And pivoting probably outside of the ring, because you know everything comes to an end. You can't do it forever.
Yeah.
I eventually either want to work some type of like agenting within wrestling. Maybe
so you want to stick around it for sure.
Yeah, I definitely want to stick around it, because like I don't know, I've been in wrestling for a short time, but I love it. I love being in it, even if I'm not in the ring. I love just watching my colleagues and friends like do their thing. I like watching them eat. I like watching them like do their best and get opportunities, and I like helping them too.
Yeah.
As well, it's like people, a lot of people don't see it in the background, but it may be two people in the match, but we're bouncing off ideas off everything. Like say if like you two are wrestling, you guys are stumped on what to do here, we're gonna ask our OG over here, or our buddy over here, be like, hey, yo, we're stuck right here. You got any ideas, or can you help us out with that? It's like a group project.
Yeah.
And I think one day I'd like to be like an agent that helps move along that process. Maybe even some becoming like a trainer or working under a reputable trainer one day. Or maybe even a producer.
Okay. That'd be sick. Producer, he's meaning as in wrestling, not producing, right?
Like
producing,
not a music.
Yeah.
I'm not beats, very music savvy.
Those guys, producers are like the guys that like, do you remember Jamie Noble?
Yes.
He's a promoter.
Can't put a face to it.
He's a producer now. He was the guy, like he came up with the finish for Shawn Michaels and Taker.
Okay.
Like these guys end up doing like that's what Robert Roode's doing now, I think, right?
Yeah. Yep, correct.
That's yeah. Right. So yeah, those guys become like help matches and stuff like
cool
that.
The cool thing about wrestling is outside of like the on screen and the mat, there's so many avenues you can go through. Obviously everyone in wrestling at some point or at the moment, they wanna be the in ring. They wanna be the stars.
Yeah.
So but you know, like I said, that comes to an end for everyone
in
some way, shape, or form. And I still want to be invested into it when that time comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel about baseball. Like, just coaching, just being around.
I thought you were
like,
going to say music. I mean that music, too, yeah. Yeah, I coach basketball too, so yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, just still being around it, that. Yeah.
Well, no, this has been a really good episode.
Yeah, dude. I fucked with this. Yeah. We're going to have – you'll have to talk to some of your homies, get some more people. We can get some more wrestlers on. There were some guys. I'll have to say some names after, let you know.
There's a plethora.
Bro, Tommy. Plethora. Tommy
Vendetta.
Oh, my God.
Love that guy, dude. That guy's
insane.
This
kid was dope. This
that
dude
guy's
was
insane,
dope.
Dude. Like,
he's did some GCW shows, hasn't he?
He did, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen his blood just – I've seen his blood on his face just, like, running down. Like, whole face red. And definitely he, like, looked over to me and smiled. Dude.
Bro.
Like, and laughed and chuckled a little bit. That guy's crazy. He likes pain. Just a little bit.
Crazy.
he talked with me and Hottie after the show, too. We talked with him for, like, 15 minutes. Hottie got a picture with him and stuff. Hottie really was – the big reason we were at that show was Soul Taker. That's
really?
A big reason
that
he
guy.
Went. Oof. There's a black Undertaker. He wears a mask, and he's like has Undertaker gear, but he's called Soul Taker. And bro, I'm telling you, during his match that we came, when Kane's music hit,
right?
I thought Blue Kane was coming
out. I was confused.
Bro, that's a real thing. I swear to God.
It is. It's like a meme, dude.
Yeah. I would have died.
I was so confused in the back. I was like, Kane?
Yeah, because he out of nowhere in the middle of the back. Bro, I would have lost.
The mayor's here, dude?
My mind.
The mayor of whatever
town. Oh, yeah. He's
in Georgia. About
that. Yeah.
Didn't he play college basketball, too?
Big Show did.
I know Big Show did, but I'm pretty sure Kane did some other sport.
He might have.
Wrestling.
Kevin Nash played college basketball, too. Hmm.
I think, I want to say Scott athlete. Steiner, I think he wrestled in college.
Michigan. Mm-hmm. University of Michigan. The Steiner brothers.
But yeah, there's so many people that I would recommend you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like have a podcast with like Tommy Vendetta,
MM3. MM3 would be fun.
One of my buddies, Dread King Logan, he's cool.
Jack Price. Guy.
Jack Price.
We could get his other side. Adam we heard Wick. Yours. Yeah, we heard yours. We can get his now.
Yeah, dude. There's so many. There's
yeah.
So many.
Yeah, we'll definitely be at a show soon. I'll probably pull up to that Clinton Township one. Yeah. Yeah.
If you ever looking for a show, hit me up.
Yeah. All right, for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, go back and look at the flyers that I popped up.
Or yeah.
I can just pop them up again.
Yeah, you could. I mean, everything will be in the description.
Yeah, links will be in the description. Yeah, go check out his socials and stuff. But yeah, I want to thank you for coming on. It was good meeting
you. Thank you, man. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Yeah, bro. Hey, whatever wrestlers want to come on. You want to see this dude in the ring, everything will be below. Go to one of those shows, bro. I'm telling you. As a pro wrestling fan, I was entertained, obviously, but even if I wasn't, that shit was wild.
It's a great time for friends and family.
Oh, yeah. Just pull up. It's a good time.
There you go. Well, with that being said, this was episode 55.